That's why I emphasized earlier that Abram was an adult who God could call. But I want to enlarge also on what Brother Nader was saying, how we know that Abram was not in the will of God is that there were wasted years, number one. And death had to come in to free Abram from being under the influence of his father. And very often, I think of, I think it was Isaiah chapter 6. He says, in the year that King Uzziah died, then also I saw the Lord. The king had been so great in Isaiah's eyes that he couldn't see the Lord. Abram couldn't see and couldn't respond to the voice of God because he had subjected himself solely to his father. Now, as a boy, as a young man, certainly he was to be obedient. But God wanted to bless Abraham. Let's remember this. Brother Redekop, Brother John mentioned earlier that God wants to move us out so he can bring us into blessing. You know, today, wherever we come from, Europe, North America, there is a tremendous amount of national pride. Oh, I'm from Holland. I'm from America. I'm from New Zealand. I'm from Australia. Let me not forget Canada. And you know, the first thing that happens is, you know, we beat our chest because I am so-and-so nationally. God was telling Abraham, let me tell you something, put all that stuff aside. Yeah, there's some, I mean, we're part of a country, there's some benefits, but we're in the world, but we're not of it. And God was saying to Abram, get out of that country. You think the countries that we come from are countries that love and fear God? Just look around and see what's going on. Trying to solve every problem that you could think of, social, religious, economic, it's just right with problems. You know why? Sin. So God says to Abraham, come out, I got a different country. Your kindred, and some of us get connected and hung up on this, kindred is the people that I'm attached to naturally. Wherever I come from, my roots, my ancestry, my ethnicity, God says, you know what? Put that thing aside. I made you who you were. You grew up in, tell me somewhere you grew up. Africa, Ireland, Scotland, all that's Brooklyn. That's not an ethnicity. All those things are wonderful. Put them aside. You think your father's house was great? You know, some of us say, oh, you know, my parents have a name. They have a legacy. They got. You say, you know what? Put that aside. And when you put that aside, Abram, I'm going to take you and bring you into blessing. And I think, young people, the challenge today is that if we hold on to our citizenship papers that are attached to this world, we're never going to make progress. Forget about America. Forget about Europe and all this stuff. Forget about, you know, all of my... And I'm not saying that some of those things aren't wonderful. They have their place. Let me say it that way. But if you and I are going to make progress spiritually, we got to put those things in the place that God has.
Separation, we will see ultimately. And we often use the word circumstances negatively. I understand that. But there's positive circumstances. And we need to see the other side of walking by faith with the Lord, that the Lord is free then to bless your life. He's free to bring his blessing. And I think that if we learn early on this great fact, the Lord will not compromise his standards for any of us in this room. If I don't take to heart what it means to separate from this world, and to recognize that it is a world that is going on to judgment. If I don't realize that, I'll find myself in company with another man who was in this same chapter. See, Lot was right here too. They're both believers. We find only from the New Testament. I would never know about Lot if it weren't for the New Testament. But in the New Testament, I learned that he was a righteous man. He vexed his soul daily with the filthy conversation of the wicked. I may be misquoting that a bit. But you see, Lot was right here at the same time. One man was an exercised man. One man says, I'm going to listen. When God tells me to separate, I'm going to do that. I'm going to separate from what is dishonorable to him. He lined it out here. Another man was kind of along for the ride. And we'll find later in our studies this week that when God comes to bring judgment upon those cities, there is a man who is attached to them. His affections are tied up, and his wife's affections are tied up with a world that was going to be destroyed. So this is the wonderful lesson we learn here. You talk about the greatness of a plan. Look at verse 2. This is not what Abram would do. This is what God was going to do. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. What a wonderful thing. Young person, do you want that? Do you want to be a blessing to others? Do you want to be a young person that God uses to encourage and help and cheer his people on? Carry the news of salvation to those that are lost? That option is open for you today. There's also the option that Lot took. Now, it's a wonderful thing on the first day of the reading to ask myself before the Lord, who is my life patterned after at this time? Is it more like Lot, or is it more like Abram? You see, this is real exercise. These are real things that you and I individually have to deal with, aren't they? I'll just finish that verse. And thou shalt be a blessing. And in verse 3, I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. This was God's great purpose. Chapter 11, if we'd have gone into it, we would have found men building the Tower of Babel. They had a great purpose. And God comes down and he confounds the language of those men that were doing that work. And then he calls this man and God says, I have a plan, Abram. Will you listen to my voice?